On 14. And we'll look at verse 8. Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." We've been over this for several weeks. What Philip said is really it for us. Show us the Father, and that'll be enough for us. And as you read that text, you realize, I mean, you listen to what Jesus said in response. He said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." They were with the man Jesus, and he didn't have a clue. See, Jesus answered, "Philip, don't you have a clue?" It's a little different in this translation. How much the same it is with us. We're with Jesus, yet we're robbed of the joy and the vision of who we're with. We don't see the Father. We don't see Christ. We don't see the Holy Spirit working in our lives. We've been robbed. How much the Father loves us. I mean, if any one of you were to be the only person on the planet, Jesus would have gone to the cross for you. It's an overwhelming love. But we're robbed of the joy of knowing that. We want to see him. We all want to see him. We're in a process of sanctification. We read in Hebrews 10, it says that he has forever, with one sacrifice, he has forever made perfect those who are being made holy or becoming sanctified. It's that process. As we surrender to that process, we see him. The jewelry workman, has a joy in his heart when he's shaping the metal, when he's alloying it, when he's melting it, when he's cutting off unnecessary parts, hammering it into the form that he needs it, and finally embellishing it with beautiful gems and polishing it to make it a finished piece. He sees it finished in his mind before he ever starts. We're that jewelry. The Father sees us complete, and indeed we are. We are so complete. There's so many scriptures on this, but we're hung up on our weakness. What did Paul say? He says, "I glory in my weakness. I glory in it." How many of us are going to stand up and tell the rest of the people here the areas in your life that you get tripped up on? We're not comfortable with that. That's not the spiritual face. That's not Christianity, right? And look at Jesus, when he was with the disciples, I think it's John 13, it says he knew his time had come. He knew that he was already victorious over Satan. So he took off his clothes and he's in his underwear and he washes the disciples' feet. What a place of weakness and humility. That's so beautiful. We want to see him. In every circumstance we go through, he's there. I heard somebody say, you know, something worked out for him, and they said, I don't know if that was a God thing or not. First of all, I hate that phrase. But second of all, in the kingdom, nothing is wasted. Nothing. There's no landfill in the kingdom of the unused junk that God stores. Everything is used. Everything. Even when we do stupid things and we get ourselves in trouble, God uses it. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. We see him as we surrender. As we give up trying to see the I, you know, the ego. We surrender to him and he becomes more clear to us. I'm not even going to go through my notes, but if you look in John 14, 15, and 16 on your own, you'll see that Jesus' job was, he kept saying, I'm showing you the Father. And he said, I'm going to leave, but I'm going to leave you a counselor, a friend. And he's going to show you me. So the Holy Spirit's job is revealing Christ to us and bringing all the things Christ said into our minds. And he says also that if you have me, you have the Father in you. You're in me, I'm in you, the Father's in us. We're robbed of the joy of that. He wants us to enjoy him. Second Corinthians 3 says that when anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Well, how many, I guess traditionally we kind of look at that as when you feel convicted and you approach the Lord for the first time and you ask for forgiveness of your sin. But maybe turning to the Lord is a moment by moment thing. Let's not be robbed of the joy of this walk. Lord, show us the Father. It's beautiful. You know how often, you probably felt it too, but you don't know how often I felt that didn't quite have the tools together to trust God for whatever is in front of me. And sometimes we feel like, well, once I get through this, then I'll really have my stuff together. He's already perfected us. It's a done deal. Let's look at Colossians 1, please. In verse, I don't know, we're going to have to read the whole book, I think. We're gonna start at verse 15. This is so powerful. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. What about the bad stuff we got to go through? You know, the stuff people do to us that hurts us. It doesn't matter. All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. If all the fullness of God dwelled in Christ, and Christ dwells in us, that's pretty cool, huh? Maybe the weakness allows that to flow out, the weakness of our flesh. We've got other ideas. We've got our own agenda, I'm sorry to say. We always have an agenda. We figured out this is the way the kingdom ought to happen. This is the way things should work. God, you can enter right here and fix this mess. But he doesn't work like that, does he? We want to see him. You don't have to look very far, because he's working inside of you every moment. So how do we do that? Keep surrendering. Listen. Listen, tell him how much he loves you. How often, I mean, do we sit every day and quiet ourselves before him and say, Father, how do you feel about me? That's so necessary for us. We need to know. In order for Jesus to humiliate himself and serve the disciples in a very intimate way, he knew. He had to know. Had to know what was going on. Had to know that he had the Father in him. He had to know his purpose on earth. What's your purpose on earth? Do you know that?
Yes.
Good. That's good. But I think a lot of us, it's hit or miss. We're vessels filled with him. We're perfected in his love. Show us the Father. Lord, we trust you. We take joy in the journey of the work that you're doing in our hearts. We don't get frustrated because we're babies. We take joy in the path and joy in the destination. Reveal yourself to us and in us. Yes. Reveal yourself in those around us. We quiet ourselves to hear your voice. We promise to be thankful through everything that you're doing in our hearts. We don't need to understand. We need to know. Thank you. Amen. I think we should just
go back to worship.
Yeah, let's do that.
Will you stand with me, please?
Manhood and deity in the perfect harmony.
the man who is God. We give glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. Meekness and Majesty 246, please.